Jim Pope retired after 30 years as the transportation director for the Stevens Point School District and needed something to do.
I decided I wanted to give back to communities in the central part of the state, as well as keep me busy.
So Pope wrote, illustrated, and published a hardcover children's book about growing up on a small Wapaka County farm in the 50s, and he did it all with his own retirement savings.
It's written for fourth graders. The reason that we picked fourth graders is we wanted to tie it into their Wisconsin history curriculum.
4 years later, Pope has visited dozens of classrooms and given away more than 3,000 copies of his book in order to teach today's kids what life was like before video games.
Inside the outhouse, we usually have store-bought toilet paper, but sometimes we run out. That's no big deal, as those times we just use pages from the oldest Sears catalog or from outdated seed catalogs to get the job done. They're a little scratchy, but if you wrinkle a page up a whole bunch before you use it, it works. Grandpa says when he was a kid, they used corn cobs.
And Jim Pope has turned his adventure in publishing into a nonprofit organization called the Rural Heritage Reading Project.
The idea of the project is first of all, to teach kids part of their rural history, their cultural heritage, because things are so different in central Wisconsin now. But the way things are in central Wisconsin owes a lot to what they were.
Jim Pope's book, Everyday Adventures of a Farm Boy in the 50s, is now in its second printing and has been picked up by Barnes & Noble. I'm Glenn Mobert for Wisconsin Public Radio News.